Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Now the news in detail. The family of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu says no government official, including President Hakainde Hichilema, will be allowed access to his body until a court ruling is delivered in an ongoing legal dispute. Speaking to journalists in South Africa, family spokesperson Makhebi Zulu has described any gesture by President Hichilema to pay respect or to offer a state funeral as hypocritical, accusing the current administration of betraying the late president during his lifetime. Mr. Zulu has added that the family has resolved not to bury President Lungu in Zambia, while President Hichilema remains in office, calling it a mockery to do so under a leader they believe mistreated him. Meanwhile, Zambian Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Isaac Mwanza has urged President Hichilema to reconsider his government stance and advise Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha to withdraw the legal action. Late former President Lungu's burial, scheduled for today in South Africa, has been postponed pending a court hearing set for 18th July 2025. Justice Minister Princess Kasune has presented the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 to Parliament, proposing major reforms. Speaking when she tabled the bill in Parliament for first reading, Ms. Kasune said key changes include increasing parliamentary seats from 156 to 211 based on the Electoral Commission's delimitation report, and introducing measures to enhance representation of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. She said the bill also seeks to align the terms of Parliament and local councils to 5 years, revise nomination and by-election procedures, remove the two-term limit for mayors and council chairpersons, and update qualifications for top civil service roles. Ms. Kafune said the bill will also ensure continuity in the offices of the Attorney General and Solicitor General after elections.
The Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill, National Assembly Bill Number 7 of 2025. The objects of the bill are to A. Revise the composition of the National Assembly to provide for the increase in the number of constituency seats from 156 to 211 to actualize the delimitation report by Electoral Commission. Revise the electoral system for election to the National Assembly to provide for electoral system to guarantee the representation of women, youth, and persons with disabilities.
And Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, has referred the bill to a select committee, which will report by 29th July 2025.
The bill stands referred to the select committee appointed to scrutinize the bill. The committee is required to submit its report on the bill to the House on 29th July 2025. Honorable members who wish to make submissions on the bill are free to do so within the program of work of the committee. So, honorable members, it's not only for the members of the public. Even you, honorable members, are free to go and appear before the select committee to make your comments.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it is ready for the Lumezi parliamentary by-election set for tomorrow. Speaking at Lumezi Town Council, ECZ Commissioner Vincent Mukanda has urged all political parties to verify ballot papers, noting that only the UPND had done so in the past. He has also confirmed that investigations are ongoing into the omission of a name by UPND, candidate Lufeo Ngoma. Mr. Mukanda said polling staff will be deployed to all 88 polling stations by 03 hours, except for 5 who will be airlifted after dawn due to difficult terrain. Stakeholders, including the New Congress Party, UPND and Citizens First, agreed that the old ballot papers be secured at the town council for review after the election.
You can see that time is really not with us. That is said, we want to beat time by way of being proactive, so our deployment is not going to wait for the ballot papers to come. We want to start early. So the Air Force, you start seeing the aircraft, the helicopter flying anytime soon. So our plan is this, so that we beat time and we are able to be in the polling station before 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Air Force are going to start with those 5 locations. Remember the 5 locations we said are Feather, 6 poll staff, 2 uniform staff. So in each polling station there will be 8.
Parliament has passed a motion urging the government to establish a comprehensive policy and legal framework for regulating artificial intelligence. The motion, moved by Solwezi East Member of Parliament Dr. Alex Katatakwe, has warned against waiting for AI to cause harm before taking action. He has highlighted risks such as job losses, misinformation and legal gaps, and noted AI's growing influence in sectors such as health, education and finance.
Artificial intelligence and its application in every human life, everyday human life. Madam Speaker, artificial intelligence has become deeply embedded in every human life, enhancing convenience, efficiency and personalization across sectors. From virtual assistants managing daily tasks to AI-driven recommendation systems shaping how people consume content and interact online, further, it has improved healthcare through diagnostic tools, robotic surgery, tailored treatment.
And Kanyama Member of Parliament Monty Chinkuri seconded the motion, stressing the need for regulation to protect jobs and public trust. Lawmakers widely supported the motion, while Acting Science and Technology Minister Jack Mwimbu said government efforts towards AI regulation are already underway through existing policies and laws.
Madam Speaker, government recognizes the need to create an enabling environment for the uptake and use of artificial intelligence and has already established a strong foundation for AI governance. Our approach is anchored in key instruments, including the Science, Technology and Innovation Policy of 2025, the National ICT Policy 2023, which positions AI as a critical driver of economic growth and efficient service delivery.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Indo-Zambia Bank has extended a 200 million kwacha financing facility to the Zambia Forestry and Forest Industries Corporation under the Bank of Zambia's Stability and Resilience Facility. Bank Managing Director Brajesh Singh said the support comes at a crucial time as the country faces drought and power supply challenges. He has described the funding as an investment in Zambia's economic future aimed at boosting forestry operations, industry growth and job creation.
The quarter 200 million being availed to Jafico is more than just funding. It is an investment in Zambia's economic future. It will support enhanced forestry operations, foster industrial growth and most importantly create jobs for our people. Through increased activity in value addition and downstream industries, we are confident that this intervention will catalyze meaningful development not only to Jafico but for the nation at large. We are particularly encouraged by Jafico's commitment to its diversification agenda, especially the establishment of a particle board manufacturing plant. This project will not only promote sustainable forestry management and industrialization but also significantly contribute to employment creation.
And Zafico Managing Director Mundia Mundia has revealed that the loan will be repaid over a period of 7 years with a 2-year repayment window.